Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of those individuals who support the ministry through listening. I thank you so much, and all of those radio stations and gospel artists and actors and actresses and journalists and media who have connected with me. That just gives me a lot of energy because I love people. I love people. And so thank you so much for tuning in whatever fashion you tune in to listen to this ministry, to listen to this show. I really appreciate it. And so on today, this is probably my favorite part of the week. We have the opportunity to go before God. And we have the opportunity to not only listen and speak to God through ministry, we have the opportunity to pray to God and read His scripture. We have the opportunity to express our needs and wants to God. And God has added, about 10 minutes ago, praise God, God has added two other portions. God says a double portion, amen. God has added two portions to our needs and wants. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you. Get ready for your blessing from God. Notice I said from God. Some of you have been just waiting on a breakthrough. Some of you are just coming in and asking God for a breakthrough. Some of you need emergency breakthroughs. And God is getting ready to deliver. But I want to make sure that through this ministry, through the anointing, through the revelation of God, you're in the correct position to receive your reward, to receive your breakthrough. Amen. So I am just excited about what God is going to do. As I said before, this is not scripted. The Lord gave me this about 10 minutes before the show, and the Lord gave me music. And one of the things we're going to do is we are going to pray unto God. I'm going to give you the format. We're going to read some, of course. Then we're going to pray unto God because a lot of things are happening and people need prayer. They're asking to be lifted up. All of us need prayer. There's not one person who doesn't. Then after we do that, we're going to listen to one song. It's your season, because there's affirmation. And you will know it's your season, not by the song, but by what God is going to do in your life within these next few weeks. You're going to know. He says December is the season. And I'm not just saying December is the season because of my birthday. I'm not just saying December is the season because of Christmas. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying that the Lord said it's predestined that December is the season. Amen. And so you're going to hear a lot of things in December. Just watch and see. But after that, after we listen to It's Your Season, then I'm going to take you through a process of the needs and wants. And we're going to have music playing as you formulate all of your needs and wants. And I don't want you to limit yourself. God says there is no secret what He can do, what He's done for others. If you trust and believe in Him, He will do the same thing for you. Now, we're not talking about if someone has something and you're lusting after it and say, I wish I had that. No, God says according to His will, according to the will for you. We're not comparing you to anybody, just for you. So we're going to write down our needs and wants with some music. And then afterwards, I want to take you through a process that the Lord has given me. Now, I'm going to tell you this. The Lord is going to give me this process as we're going through it. So you will hear some pauses. Okay, that's because the Lord is speaking. Amen. Amen. And so I'm just so excited tonight because I get to share tonight with you. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I have a full schedule planned here that the Lord has given me. And so we're going to start out by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to go into prayer, and I will tell you what is next. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with the love. I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night. His love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. As I prepare you and get you ready, let us go into our position for prayer. I'm on my knees, and I always put my face to the ground for prayer, especially when I'm at home. I do that because it is very important that when you are in the presence of God that you humble yourself. You don't have any distractions. You don't have anything that you're looking at. You are in the very presence, the very image of God. And so what we're going to do is I always dim the lights because my eyes are very sensitive. And so I always dim the lights because I don't want to focus on anything else but God. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is not anything made up. This is not something that I believe. This is something that I know. And the Lord gives according to the will. If you ask out of the will of God, you will not receive. You must be in the will of God. And in order to be in the will of God, you have to pray so that your steps, each step that you take will be ordered. It's kind of like when you go through a drive-thru. You get what you order. And so God is ordering our steps into the path to receive what he has for you. But we're going to, and I'm going to allow the Spirit to work through us as we pray unto God, because there's so many people who need prayer. And there's so much going on that we need prayer. And so the Lord is just that good that he's able to answer prayer. He's able to heal the sick. He's able to mend broken hearts. He's able to cool scorching fevers. He's able to deliver and set you free. Amen. And so we're going to pray unto God. And I want you to get into your serious mode, because this is not a plain matter. This is you and God, and you are face to face with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as I pray, I want you to pray for yourself as well, but I want you to imagine that you are looking at our Lord and Savior. When I pray, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to envision that that's who I'm looking at. Okay? All right. Let us get ready to pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us as we were able to lie down last night. And then, for some reason, Lord, you saw fit to wake us up this morning because you had a plan. And because of that plan, we knew the purpose. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we traveled down these treacherous streets and byways. And as we went about our day, you kept us up until this very present moment. And because of that, we say thank you. Lord God, we know that there are so many prayer concerns out there from people from all over the world, all walks of life, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, as we narrow down what these people need, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you mend hearts that are disturbed, hearts that are angry because of their loved ones passing. We ask that you open up eyes where people will begin to focus unto you and look towards the hills from which cometh all of their help. Then, Lord, we ask, would you work on people's ears where they will be able to listen to your voice rather than negativity and things that distract them from the will. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless our legs, Lord, as we walk into our destiny, Lord. Help us to walk into the paths that we are supposed to walk in. Help us to be where we are supposed to be, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Would you bless those who are coming out and those who are thinking about going in. We know that you are a healer, Lord. We know that you are able to do everything but fail, and you are called the Great I Am. And because you're called the Great I Am, that means that everything that you do is great and it succeeds. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who do not know who you are, those who do not acknowledge that you are God. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help them to have a listening ear and know that without you, we are nothing and we can do nothing. Then, Lord, we ask you, would you continue to bless all the victims who have lost loved ones, and would you bless those who have hurt other individuals as well, Heavenly Father, because their hearts need to be fixed and their minds need to be regulated. Then, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless each person who's listening to this particular ministry, wherever they are, Heavenly Father, would you bless the host, would you bless the ministry to continue to magnify who you are and edify who you are and continue to be thankful for the things that you're doing and for the person that you are, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless the youth all over this land and country, Lord. We ask, would you take out the spirit, Heavenly Father, of disobedience and put in the spirit of obedience. Would you bless the parents, Lord, as they try to raise these children, Heavenly Father, and would you bless each person who touched the lives of these children to be great role models and to do great things for these youth, Lord. Then, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering our prayers on our needs and wants in previous times and in previous weeks, Lord. We thank you for making a way out of no way. We thank you for coming through, Lord. We thank you for being the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for never going back on your promises, for always advancing us forward, Heavenly Father, and helping us to walk more within your will, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask, would this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing to your sight, Lord? We ask that you take off the crown, Heavenly Father, and would you put in your glory, Heavenly Father, and your revelation in this mind, Heavenly Father, and would you bless the words that come out of my mouth to be words from you that will help us lead better lives, help us be better people, and help us to live better, and help us to magnify you, Lord. Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you touch each individual all over this land and country? And Lord, would you bless this ministry to help, Heavenly Father, to help individuals who say, pray for me, to help individuals who need breakthroughs, Lord. We proclaim the breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We know that this is the season. We have officially entered the season at this present moment, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you're going to do, the things you have done, and what you're thinking about knowing, Heavenly Father. We thank you, and we say thank you in advance. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that we never be relinquished out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was I Love You, Lord, today, and there is none like you, and I truly believe that. I've never met anyone that's quite like God. I've never met anyone who I'm so in love with as much as I'm in love with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And as you know, I'm telling you, I am on fire for God, and the Lord has already spoken, and we are going to do this. We are going to prepare When I say we, I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and myself. We're going to prepare you for your breakthrough. I'm preparing myself for my breakthrough. I'm preparing you through the word of God. So I'm excited. So if you hear that excitement and that, you know, that air in my body, that means that, amen, everything is still well. We're still alive. They said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So you know that there is breath in my body. Amen. So what we're doing here right now is I told you to bring or asked you to bring a piece of paper. It doesn't matter if you're a brain person, if you're a visual person, because you're going to need to see this, okay? All right. So what we're going to do, as usual, is I'm going to put on some music, and I'll tell you the significance of this music in just a minute. I'm going to put on some music, and the purpose is for us to request all of our needs and wants to God. Amen? And let me tell you what God just spoke, and I'm not kidding. When I said request everything unto God in writing, God says, write your vision and make it plain. Write that down. Write your vision. The Lord is saying, write your vision and make it plain. Write your vision and make it plain. And God says, when you put your needs and you put your wants, to be very specific. We didn't say write a dissertation. Amen. Or we didn't say write 3 and 4 sentences. We said write words. And God understands. Just like God understands Jesus well, God understands what you're writing. God understands when you say, I need a breakthrough in my spiritual life. God understands that. But put spiritual life. Amen. And so God is telling us today, which is affirmation, that God is getting ready to do something. He says, write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. And so that's what I want you to write on your paper. Because somebody in your family is going to ask you, what is going on in your life? And all I want you to tell them is, I wrote the vision to God, and I made it plain. Amen? Amen. Don't tell them you listened to the ministry, none of that, because we're giving God the glory. And so write your vision and make it plain. Okay? So as I was preparing once again, the Lord gave me this song. It's entitled Falling in Love with Jesus. A lot of us know who Jesus is. A lot of us pray unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God says, but some of us have fallen out of love with him, which means that we don't spend a lot of time with God anymore because we have so much going on in our lives. There's so much going on with people in the world, as God said yesterday, that we lose focus on who God is or who Jesus is. We lose focus. So God says that as we begin to write our needs and wants, he says, this is a letter to someone you really love, and that's Jesus. We're going to keep this focused on Jesus. Someone you really love, and you're writing down your needs and wants. Some people are working on a relationship with God. Let God know that. Say, Lord, I want to spend more time with you. You know, say, Lord, I want to get to know you. But when you write down your needs and wants, write the vision and make it plain. If it's a spiritual, if you're talking about the spiritual domain, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to be specific and write it down. The Lord already knows, and we know that. The Lord already knows. He knows that, you know, if it's specific or not. So you have to write the vision, and you have to make it plain. It has to be plain. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this song, and I want you to really think about this. I want you to really think about all the needs and all the wants, and I want you to begin to write them down. Write the vision, make it plain, okay? So here we go. That was Falling in Love with Jesus, and if the music continues to play, that's fine. I want you to look at your needs and your wants, and I want you to go ahead and thank God in advance for giving you your needs and your wants. Now, remember, I said for your needs and your wants, you're going to have to understand that God only gives what is in His will, okay? So, all of these things that we've placed on this sheet of paper, we've written our vision, and we've made it plain. And God says that because of this, God is able to and has already created a plan for our lives. That's not our jobs. Our jobs are to understand our purpose. What are you here for? Why are you here? And when you begin, when we begin to understand our purpose, God is saying that we can walk in His plan. See, if we don't have a purpose for waking up in the morning, if we don't have a purpose for doing what we do, then God says we perish. He says not in death, but we perish in our purpose, and we miss God's plan. God never created us to have to suffer or want for anything. But because we worry about the plan, then we miss our real purpose. God says that once we surrender ourselves unto Him, He develops the plan. And He says, and when He develops the plan, we know our purpose. And God is showing me, He says, just like when you have CEOs who are over many people, He said the CEO's job is to have a plan for the people. And God says once that plan is established, the people are able to work in their purpose. But see, what happens is we get so caught up and worried about the plan. And God says the plan for everybody is to live as long as we can, but we don't know what that looks like. But God says if we live in our purpose, which means if we live day to day and accomplish something in this lifetime, God says we can begin to walk in our plan and get to our destiny and our breakthrough. And many people are already there. We're there. But God says He gave us another step. So I want you to, at the bottom of your needs and wants, after you've looked at all of your needs and wants and thanked God in advance, amen, praise God in the name of Jesus, I want you to go to the bottom of the paper, and I want you to put plan, P-L-A-N, and in parentheses, I want you to put God. And on the other side, I want you to put purpose, and I want you to put me, whoever you are, okay? And what I want you to do with this is I want you at this is your time. This is your hour. This is our hour and our time to let God know. See, there is a season for immediate action for our needs and wants, and this is the season. So in this plan, I want you to look at everything you've put in your needs, because God says that that's something that you need. And I want you to express, write it down, what you need God to do. What would you like your plan to look like? And then on your purpose goes for your wants, those things that you want in addition to, amen, favor and grace and mercy. God says, put the purpose. Why? Why do you want that? Why do you want your own house? Why do you want to give more? Why? What is your purpose? Why do you want to be happy? If you're happy, then what is your purpose for being happy? How are you going to help somebody else? So I want you to look at that. So with our needs, you're going to write down to God the plan. What is your plan for this breakthrough, spiritual breakthrough? What is your plan? What would you like God to make your plan to be? Then, for instance, your wants, all right? If you need a peace of mind, what is your purpose for having a peace of mind? And how are you going to get to that purpose, okay? So go ahead and write that.
Another day.
Keep working.
Give myself away so you can use me. Here I am. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desire revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. My heart, take my life as a living.
Now, this is what I want. This is what God wants. All right, so look at your plan and look at your purpose, and I want you to be very honest with yourselves. How many of you on the plan side have a nice little plan for God? How many of you? All right, you know if you have a plan or not. How many of you on the purpose side have a purpose for your wants? All right, this is what God is saying. If you are one of those individuals who have made a great, strategic, nice, organized plan for all of these needs, God says your life is not your own. I want you to get rid of it quickly because you're going to miss out on your breakthrough. That is proof right there. That the reason why so many of us miss out on our breakthrough is because we want our own agenda. We want our own plan for our life. God says, throw it out. And when I came to this part, I almost was going to put down a plan that I wanted for my life. I wanted to tell God. And I couldn't write it. I couldn't write it down because God says, your life does not belong to you. And so what I put is, God, have your way. And as a matter of fact, under plan, I want you to put, God, have your way. That opens up so many more doors. Because God says that he loves us more than we love ourselves. And so because he loves us that much more, he says that he knows what's best for us. So I didn't put down that strategic plan that I was thinking about with all of these needs. I didn't do that. I said, God, have your way. And that's the point, and that's where God wants us to be while we experience our breakthrough. God, have your way. Put everything else aside, all of those plans that you have for your life. Put them aside and say, Lord, from this day on, November the 30th, 2015, I want you to have your way in my life, and I guarantee you, you'll see results. Why can I guarantee you that? It's because I'm speaking about God. I'm saying that God can do it. I'm saying that Jesus can do it. And I guarantee you, he's never let me down. Never. And say, God, have your way. Whatever you're doing, say, God, have your way. Because what we want to do in this proof right here, you wrote down all of this stuff because God is listening right now. And so you have God's ear, and so you wrote down your plan. This is exactly what we want to do for the kingdom of God. This is what I need with all of my needs. This is exactly what I want to do. And God says, throw them away. He says, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. God says the only thing he needs from us is for us to surrender unto him. when you surrender unto God and say, yes, Lord, and you accept God and you let God have his way in your life, you will begin to experience things that you've never experienced before for your soul, for the good of your soul, for the best interest of your life. So your answer, and I'm telling you this from on high, from heaven, your answer is God, have your way. That goes right under our needs. Now let's move to our wants. These are the things, the finer things in life, the favor and grace. This is what favor and grace provides for us. Why do you want your own business? What is the purpose of it? So when we talk about purpose, God says that you are here for a purpose. You are destined for a purpose. And we have put things that we're going to use all of these wants and needs for, right? We have a purpose. We know that we're here. We know what we want. And God says it's good to have a clear understanding about what you want to do and your purpose. But God says that you must have the plan, his plan, first. That's why his plan is over here first. And God says that once you understand his plan and you understand your purpose and begin to move, God says that you experience your breakthrough. So it goes like this: the needs, the wants, the plan, the purpose. God says that you cannot focus on the plan. He says, because we walk by faith and not by sight. He says, if you're walking by sight, you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of stuff from God, because God doesn't work like that. You walk by faith. He said, it's that invisible step that keeps you there. It's that invisible step that keeps you from falling. And he keeps showing me an escalator. He said, it's that invisible step that keeps you from tripping. And so we have to, each day of our lives, we walk by faith and not by sight. God says nobody wakes up and plans to die. Nobody plans to die. People write wills and things like that, but they have no idea. But God says he has a plan for our lives. And he says continue to walk by faith and understand or have an idea of your purpose. He says, but the ultimate masterpiece of the blueprint of your life comes from him. And while you are walking and have a concept of your true passion, of what called you to do, God says that plan automatically intertwines with the purpose, and you begin to walk to your breakthrough. Did you understand what I said? I said you begin to walk to your breakthrough, not your breakthrough comes to you. You begin to walk to your breakthrough. We walk by faith and not by sight. God says you have to move forward. You have to keep going. If you're depressed, God says keep going. If you want to throw in the towel, God says keep going. Right? God says keep moving. Keep moving forward. And so in your needs and wants, we thanked God in advance for all of this, because God, that's the type of God we serve. We serve a mighty good God. We serve a powerful, powerful, powerful God. And so those are our needs and our wants, right? And then the plan is God have your way. Stop planning things in your life. For example, as the Lord is showing me, people say, well, Lord, when you bless me with this huge business, Lord, I want to do this and that. That may not be the plan of God. That's not the plan of God. God said when he called those fishermen, they were sitting there fishing. They had no idea they were going to be called. They were walking by faith and not by sight. But God said he would teach them. Right? And so God says, your answer for your plan is, God, have your way in my life. Have your way. Whatever that is, have your way. Surrender unto God. Put those agendas up for your life, because we do not know when our last breath is. God says live on purpose. He says you depend on purpose and you understand his plan. And when those two intertwine, he says there is your breakthrough. That's why it's called a breakthrough, because you begin to understand the plan of God and the purpose. They begin to permeate towards each other like osmosis. They become come together. God says it's magnetic. God says your plan and your purpose, our plan and our purpose is magnetic. It comes together. And when it comes together as a magnet, God says then you're able to move forward and you're able to be anchored. I want you to, the next time, I know many of you have magnets on your ice boxes. I call them ice box, but it's refrigerator. Amen. Praise God. I'm from the country. Refrigerator. So you put your magnet on the refrigerator. refrigerator, and God says, take two magnets off of your refrigerator and just hold them. Don't even hold them together yet. Just hold them. We used to do this as kids. Just kind of hold them a little bit apart, okay, those two magnets. He says eventually they're going to connect. Those two magnets will connect to each other and form one. And God says when plan meets purpose, he says you are able to get or receive your breakthrough. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad God told me that. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. So the plan, God have your way. The purpose, understand why you're here. You're here for a reason. You're not here to commit suicide. You're not here to kill off a bunch of people. God didn't have you in your mama, daddy, in your mama's belly for 9 months or how many ever months she was in there to come out and just run the earth. He has a purpose for your life. Try it. When the plan meets the purpose, it's magnetic, and you propel forward. Amen. And that's your breakthrough because it's what? It's whole, like a compound. God calls it a compound when it comes together. Plan and it's a wonderful thing when your plan and your purpose come together as one. Amen. But God says you have to have that. You have to have some type of concept of your purpose in order to understand his plan. Put those agendas up. Stop saying in 5 years I'm going to do this and that. God says whatever he would have us to do. Say, God, have your way. When you wake up in the morning, God will say, God, have your way. Whatever it is, have your way. And you're going to have to trust God because that's the type of God we are dealing with. We trust God. We bless God. And so plan and purpose, when those two things meet up, and we're going to talk about that more, when those two meet up, oh, my goodness, you're able to move forward and receive your breakthrough. Amen? So thank God for those needs and wants. Thank him in advance because we serve a true and living God. We serve a good God. So be sure to do that. Be sure to understand the plan and the purpose. Okay? Now, I'm going to play another song. Amen. I feel like I've been running a marathon. Whew. Let me go ahead and read these two scriptures the Lord gave me. I was going off the revelation of God, as you can see. And I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. And it says, for he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. And what the Lord wants me to tell you is that this is your season. This is our season. God has heard our despairing cries. He has heard our request. Every request made known unto him, he has heard it. And he understands what you're going through. He understands you're getting ready to throw in the towel. He understands that you're tired. He understands that you're stressed out. He understands that you're frustrated. He understands that you're going through bereavement. He understands that you don't feel well. He understands that you have to continuously bend all that. He understands every need and want that we put on this sheet of paper. And he understands that we need to understand our purpose more and our plan. God understands all of that. But God says he has heard. He says, and this is your season for a breakthrough. Then God gave me Jeremiah 29 and 11. I'm going to say it again because it was not officially on the website. Jeremiah 29 and 11 reads, if we look at the New International Version, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Notice that God says plans. He says, for I know the plans I have for you. Amen. That is affirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that God wants us to allow him to have his way in our lives. That's affirmation. For I know the plans I have for you, declares who? The Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. If someone told you that, if you was at a business and someone said, I know the plans I have for you, plans for you to be successful here and to keep you safe, and plans to give you hope and a future, you will begin to trust that person. God says that we're going to have to trust and believe in him no matter what happens in the world. God says he has plans for us. We're going to have to say, Lord, have your way. See, we don't want to let go of the reign of our lives. God says that we have, I want you to close your fist, and I want you to make a tight fist. God says that we have our fists so tightly closed that God's plan is unable, and this is our heart as well, is unable to come in because we're closed up so tight. We're not allowing God in. God is not going to force himself in because you have to be naturally in love with God. God never forces himself upon the people. God always watches us and he always keeps us in his care. But he's not going to force his love because God has already paid the price by giving his only begotten son. And so when you are closed up like this and when you're so tight-fisted that you cannot receive what God has for you and you cannot understand the plan of God and the purpose never meets, God says that your life becomes tight. That means that you're always on the edge. You're stressed out. You're angry. You don't want to wake up in the morning. You don't want to talk to anybody. It's always a bad day. But God says when you open up, just open up your hand. Doesn't that feel so much better? It's like, ooh, what a relief. My hands are, the palm of my hands are all red and I have a few nail marks on my hand. God says that just like we have those marks, he said when he went to the cross and died for us, he says he had all of those things on his body to prove how much he loved us. And if you don't trust somebody who has gone to the cross, someone who's given up his only begotten son, then there's a problem. If we don't trust our lives in the hands of our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then we have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It's a serious problem. So therefore, ease up, relax, take a deep breath, and let God have his way in your life. When plan meets purpose, there is a breakthrough. It is phenomenal. There is a breakthrough. And so thank God in advance. Understand, have a concept of your purpose in life and walk towards your purpose, and God will continue to develop the plan he has. Because once again, as the Lord is reiterating, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Who would not trust someone like that? Who would not trust a God like that? Amen? Amen. Now I want to play this one song. Ooh, I feel good. I want to play this one song, and it's entitled, excuse me, my computer's being a little slow, but praise God that it gives my heart rate time to come down a little bit because I'm really excited. It's entitled, It's Your Season to Be Blessed. And this is by Mr. Norman Hutchinson, excuse me. It's your season to be blessed. And then afterwards, I'll come back to you. Thank you.
Open the window and pour you out a blessing.
Amen, amen. That was It's Your Season to Be Blessed by Brother Norman Hutchins. We still going. How many of y'all believe that it's your season? You have to believe, too. And I'm telling you, when plan and purpose comes together, and let me turn this off. You might hear some music or background noise, but that's okay. When plan and purpose of God comes together, you can't go wrong. Stop creating your own plan and your own agendas for your life. You must allow God to create those things for you. You cannot continuously create them for yourself. You must allow God to create those things for you. Okay? So now we have one more song. And this particular song is entitled Every Praise. Every time that we praise God, amen, God hears and receives those. So we must praise every day of our lives, okay? So this is Every Praise by Bishop Hezekiah Walker. And this is actually the instrumental. Thank you. receive it. Every praise is unto our God. I believe it, and I receive that, and I hope you do the same. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Whew, I feel so good. You do not understand. God has been so good, and he's continuously moving in our lives. He's continuously helping us and blessing us to grow up in the realms of the Spirit. And God is showing us his ways. But if you don't get anything else out of this lesson, I would like for you to get out the fact that God is good. And God says, throw away your plans. And God says, let him have his way. Throw away all of the plans that you have for your life. Throw them away and let God have his way. Amen? Amen. Praise God. God is good. Amen. All right. So you have heard the needs and wants segment. I want you to really pray over these things. And I want you to believe. And I want you to receive. And when you receive, I want you to give God the praises. I want you to give God the glory. And understand that these two, plan and purpose, has to be together. When we finish this ministry, after you listen to all of my great announcements, I would like for you to go to your kitchen. Look on your refrigerator. Get two magnets, and I want you to hold them kind of close to each other, but not really. And once you do that, you will see the gravitation of those two magnets, right? And they will come together, and when they come together, they will become as one. And God says that that's the same thing with this plan and purpose for our lives. Understand your purpose. Understand why you're here. But God says, throw away your plan, because he has plans for you to prosper and plans for you to be successful. Okay? All right. Now then, as I catch my breath, whew, and as I begin to thank God, I want to leave you with some announcements. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. It's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE, okay, or ALFREDALOVE show, SHOW.com, ALFREDALOVE show.com, amen. And click on Love Radio. All right? Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, media, publicists, anyone out there with a positive message or a message that will build up the kingdom or a message that we need to know as people, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on this ministry. I'm telling you, this ministry is the number one show in my house. Hey, man, it's the number one. So be sure that I connect with you like a magnet. Amen? Amen. Praise God. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. All right. Remember to continue to pray for your family members. If you have to pray for each and every one of them, pray for them one by one. And then do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. Amen. Pray for everybody. All right? Pray for everybody. And make sure that you pray for yourself. All right? Okay. Now then, go grab your calendars. Go grab your calendars. All right, December the 18th is our great talent show. We're going to have a great talent show on December the 18th at the Bellamy Civic Center at 6 o'clock p.m. So be sure to make plans to be there. Contact me. Contact me, because I would love, love, love to see you there, okay? Make sure you do that. All right. In addition to that, make sure that you check out these different websites. I have several different websites, two websites. And if you go to Afrida, afrida.hubpages.com, what you will see are many different articles, such as entertainment, activism. You'll see things related to speeches and presentations and things of that nature. So be sure to do that, okay? Be sure to do that. All right. And also, if you click on AfridaLoveShow.com, then you will find many different things concerning the ministry, all right? If you go to the homepage, of course, you will see that this particular ministry is the number one gospel show in my house. Amen. Praise God. If you need a speaker, all you have to do is click on that button right there. If you want to connect with the radio, go to Love Radio. Just click on that button right there. And, of course, you know our big talent show is on December 18th at 6 p.m. at the Bellamy Civic Center. Okay? If you need tutorials, there's a school tutorial site, Love's Interview. This is when I was able to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. Amen. They were asking about things in the community as well as the radio station. Upcoming events, once again, December 18th. Radio station, just click right there. Whoop, there it is. You'll be right on the radio station. And then a spiritual guide. If you want to purchase the spiritual guide on the go, it's an exceptional book. It's a great book. It basically walks you through the Bible. Amen. It walks you through the Bible. It's a great book, so you ought to pick up a copy. Amen. Then here's the Big Talent Show, of course. Once again, we have a Big Talent Show in Bellmead, Texas. And so this is December 18th. And, yes, December 18th at the Bellmead Civic Center at 6 p.m. If you have any questions, call 254-744-6616. That is one of my business phones. About the venue, this venue in particular, it's a very mobile venue, and so be sure to, you know, if you would like to be featured on this particular ministry, then be sure to send your bio and send a picture so that I can promote you on this particular ministry. Because in 2016, God's will, we're going to continue this, but we're going to add another layer to this ministry, and that is the speaking that the Lord has blessed me with, the speaking platforms. So you will see more of this, and I will see more travel. And I want to make sure that everyone is able to contact me, because I want to continue to feature individuals on this particular ministry, because I love meeting people, I love speaking to people, and we're going to have a great time. Okay. Location and contact. You can contact me using this particular comment or review form, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry, please support our gospel artists in the industry. These are just some pictures from different events that we attended, so please be sure to continue to support these gospel artists. Here are some links here. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, which many of you do, and you listen to my radio station, thank you so much. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. I usually get back with you within a couple of hours, so please be sure to do that. Connect with me there. Then health and human performance, that's one of the hot topics. Just make sure that you continue to remain healthy. I did write a little article statement here, and I want you to really read that article statement, and then I want you to begin to develop an action. And when I say develop an action, I'm talking about understand the purpose, understand why you're eating healthy, understand why you're walking or running or dancing. Understand that. Understand your purpose, because God has, what, a mighty plan. Praise God. God has a mighty plan for you. So be sure to continue with that, okay? Be sure to read the Health and Focus. I'm going to actually change this Health and Focus probably on Saturday. Amen. We're going to change it, our Health and Focus, and we're going to focus on some of the things that we see in different cultures and society, different types of health issues and things of that nature, all right? Speaking topics. These are different speaking topics that we speak on. As you all know, that education is our top priority. We speak on cool classrooms, bully-proofing schools, health matters, control your metabolism, move something, leadership, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, and, of course, religion, your churches from the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. And we've just added a media section. And so I will introduce that to you on the next series, on the next show which is coming up pretty soon. Okay. Love's Author Corner. As I said before, I have already added another author. I want you guys to meet Miss or Dr. Pinky Miller. Dr. Pinky Miller. She was the real student, or one of the real students, at the Eastside High School where Lean On Me was actually videoed. She wants to give us insight on what really happened at that school. And she's going to give us some insight, which is going to be very interesting. Amen? Amen. Okay. Then, of course, here are some of the consultants right here. And then the spiritual guide. Once again, if you click on the spiritual guide, okay, if you click on the spiritual guide by Dr. Alfreda Love, and you press this little red button up there, whoop, you'll be right there. Okay. And I'm telling you what the purpose is, and I'm telling you a little bit about the author as well, which is myself. All right. I thank you guys so much for indulging me tonight. I want you to understand that this is real. Everything on this ministry is real. It's ordained and given by God. And I want you to understand that God is able to see us through. God is able to give you what you need. I want you to continue to press. Don't throw in the towel. Throw away your plans tonight. Whatever plans you have for your life, throw them away. You must understand your purpose. And somebody right now is asking, how do I know? How do I know if I'm even close to my purpose? And God says continue to study his word. And he says continue to walk by faith and not by sight. God says continue to listen to his voice. If you study his word, have a relationship with God, he will begin to talk and speak with you. Now, it's just like when you meet someone, right? You have a relationship with them. If you talk to them and if you spend a little time with them, then they will speak to you as well. They will talk to you as well. Now, some people like me, I want to speak to you and talk to you regardless. But the better relationship you have with God, the more he speaks to you and he's able to guide you. So throw away all of your plans, because when plan and purpose meets, I'm telling you, that's how you receive your breakthrough, and God is ready to present some breakthroughs to some people. And it is your season. December is the season. It just happens to be the season. And it's, I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm not saying that because it's December and that's the best month and it's my birthday. I'm saying it because that's what the revelation of God is speaking in my soul. And so I want you to get ready to receive your blessing from God. Expect it. Receive it. God says, a woman expect to deliver a baby. He says, when you are a saint and a Christian of God and you've been praying and the Lord has promised you something and the Lord's going to give you something, he says, expect to receive it. Get ready. He says, when a baby is getting ready to arrive, the family begins to buy things for the baby and prepares rooms. God says, begin to prepare your house, make room, make ready. He says, begin to prepare your finances, begin to prepare your mind for what is to come in your life. Begin preparing. Don't just sit there, right? Because you're getting ready to expect something new in your life, a breakthrough, right? Okay, so be sure to do that, all right? All right. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, also known as the Alfreda Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow. God's will is we will have our top 12 Billboard gospel artists. Be sure to come back. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.